there's people on that team, these pilots, who have the net worth equivalent to the loan, because these are millions of dollars of loans, and you can bet that the bank wants their money because they need to go other people for them too. Welcome to the Path to Passive podcast, where we talk about building wealth and empowering lifestyle through commercial real estate investing for tech professionals. I always wish that other tech professionals reaching financial freedom had documented their journey along the way, so I'm doing it for the rest of us. Join us as we explore stories, many failures, and lessons learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. So in this episode, we'll be covering a huge concept. I'll be introducing you to a concept that really changed my world of investing. By the end, you'll get to know what a real estate syndication is. A real estate syndication. We'll talk about what is a general partner and a limited partner within a syndication? What are the implications of syndications? How it could help you with your real estate investing goals? Of course, that's an important one. And also help to give you a roadmap to where you might want to go. With that, hello and welcome to another episode of Path to Passive Real Estate Investing for Tech Professionals. This is the guide for tech professionals. Want to invest in real estate and get maximum leverage with their capital and income, save on taxes, build generational wealth. My name is Steven Ruta. I am your host. Each episode, each week, we'll be coming to you with conversations with real estate leaders, entrepreneurs, myself, to share some of the lessons along the way. So with that, let's get into the show. Today's topic is syndications. Like I said, this is going to be a super powerful episode. It's really going to unlock your mind to possibilities here. And it's created a massive shift for me. It's what I wish I knew, what I had learned much earlier. I'm talking years earlier. That's how important this has been for me. So just want to mention, before we get into today, I want to make a huge disclaimer, just a quick disclaimer, that I'm going to introduce you to some new terminology, and I will define some of that terminology along the way, right? I won't be able to define every piece of it today, but you know, some of today will be building on previous episodes, and some of that terminology will introduce new concepts that we'll go deeper on in future episodes. All right, so what the heck is a syndication? Sounds like some kind of giant group of people, right? Well, syndication is where a group of investors pool their resources in consideration of time, knowledge, and money to buy a large asset and split the profits. All right, syndication is a group of investors that pool their resources, time, knowledge, and money. Now, why do you need to know this? The concept that we're going to talk about is going to be the foundation of buying large assets. It doesn't matter if that's multifamily apartments, mobile home parks, developments, etc. All those asset classes that we've talked about in previous episodes. If you want to learn more about those, go back. All right, so let me frame this up. The thing is, investing in real estate has a lot of skills that stack on top of each other, right? Skills like having to do with price, knowing what the right price is. How do you know what you should be paying for a piece of real estate? No one wants to be overpaying for something, right? So how do we know if this is a good deal? So all of those skills regarding the price. Location, this is another one. You need to understand the market. And when I'm talking about market, I'm referring to geographic location. Now, we like to say that real estate is local. So, you know, it's one thing to live in somewhere like Texas, but Austin is going to be different than San Antonio, which is different than Dallas. And these aren't small cities, right? Well, Austin's a little bit smaller, but my point is Dallas itself is massive. And so is San Antonio. You get the point. And the team, right? Multiple team members all come together. They all have complementary skills. And that is important when we talk about this. But again, I'm just kind of breaking out these different pieces in relationship to syndications and why these pieces are so important. People to build relationships with brokers to get these deals come across their desk to analyze, with property managers, the multifamily property managers, with partners who make up that team, vendors, you know, energy, water, etc. Everyone else in the space, insurance brokers, tons of them. And then there's the business plan, right? In the last episode, I talked about this. What is the type of strategy that is used? All of this planning put together you know, and of course, certainly the execution to make that happen as well. Bringing us to a point number two is that most people don't have the time to invest full time in real estate, and or they don't want to spend the time to invest, right? So listen, if you're going to do anything big, you know, you're probably not going to be doing it all by yourself. It doesn't matter how competent you are. You only have so much time and energy. And there's only so much time in the day, et cetera. You know, I think it was Warren Buffett that if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die. And truth be told, I would tell you that even if you had all the time, you should still ask yourself higher quality questions such as, how can I achieve my investment goals while not sacrificing everything else? This is a lesson that I have been chipping away at for a really long time. So, you know, this is coming from someone who's put in years of efforts, off hours, put a lot of energy that I wish I had been smarter about. So hopefully you can hear me when I say that. Higher quality questions. Third point is experience. You don't get experience overnight, right? I'm probably preaching to the choir here. Many of you that are listening have put in a lot of effort to get the skills that you have, and it's no different here, right? While there are shortcuts to learning, such as finding someone who has already done something and learning from them, you know, a mentor, a teacher, someone to model from. In general, you know this as well as I do. The point here is that you still have to learn to become proficient in a skill to provide value on that team, and that takes time. Like, just like we talked about, if we're super busy focused on providing value on our main income stream, right, our tech jobs here, then we have to put in the time to find the people, convince them or pay them, like I did as well, to learn from them and, you know, providing some kind of value and barter for us to even be on that team. Invest in learning the skill and being consistent to practice it so that you can get in those reps. The whole no experience necessary to be part of a, you know, part of a team to do all of those things, to work with the brokers, et cetera, to work with the property managers, asset managers, take time. And anyway, like I said, the whole no experience thing to be a partner in team doesn't really fly. And, you know, as they say, you know, if you believe that, then I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. Anyway, so with all of that, let's get back to that. I want to tie all those different issues to sort of frame this up, right? What the heck is a syndication? So let's get into it. Okay, picture this. I want you to picture a giant cruise ship, all right? Cruise ship. This is the model that we're going to think about this when we think of a syndication. Now, cruise ship is massive. It's a massive ship with a ton of little processes going on everywhere. Massive thing. But the cruise ships that are always coming and going. Now, you know, you right now, you could buy a cruise ship ticket. You can jump on whenever, you know, you schedule it, and you can travel anywhere you want that it goes, allowing you to sit in a comfortable environment, enjoy everything on board. I'm talking the pool, movies, food, whatever. Only decisions you need to pick are what you enjoy and probably what to drink too if you're into that, right? So what are your stress levels like here? You know, maybe when you're getting on board and, you know, you have to get to your room and you're unpacking your stuff, possibly getting to destination spots, loading on the different boats, smaller boats, unpacking, all of that stuff. But unless you hit some kind of rough waters or crazy weather, you're probably not too worried about what's going on because you're enjoying yourself. Now, cruise ships is just like that syndication, which is why I bring up this image. With real estate investing here, think of a syndication like this cruise ship, a group of investors that pool their time, money, and knowledge to buy a larger property that no single person in the group could buy or manage on their own. You see where I'm going here? So here in a syndication, there's two types of investors, right? These two types of investors that play a role in the real estate syndication are active and passive investors. Now, the active investors, just like these on this cruise ship, are the operators. They're the pilots driving the boat, or captain pilots. What am I talking about here? But the passive investors are the passengers, right? And these active investors, otherwise known as general partners or GPs for short, right? I'm introducing some of these concepts along the way here. these GPs, this is the group of people that is responsible for all of the things that you can think of when buying real estate, when buying these properties. These are called, think of them as sponsors or operators, new terminology. And sticking with the cruise ship model here, these are the people that are driving the boat, making sure the boat is fueled up, all the people that are serving who they need to, like you, the passengers, like the people in the theater, cleaning up the gyms, all that kind of stuff. Now, the passive investors, the other group here, these are called limited partners, or LPs for short, LP, right? The passive investors, these are the passengers that bought the ticket and get to go on the boat. They fund the deal by buying a ticket, enjoy the ride, and that's it. Now, syndications bring both the active investors, the GP, the operators, the sponsors, and the passive investors, the limited partners, the passengers of the boat, bring them both together. Now, you know, the active and passive investors together fulfill the core elements of the deal, right? And there's time, the knowledge, the money. The general partners leverage their time experience to identify viable markets. They analyze deals. They work with other people like the loan brokers to secure bank financing. They guarantee the loan, which is something that we'll talk more about in the future. But basically, they're signing for the loan. That's what that means. And by the way, there's people on that team, these pilots, who have the net worth equivalent to the loan, because these are millions of dollars of loans, and you can bet that the bank wants their money because they need to go pay other people for them too. Anyway, so they execute the business plan, handle investor relationships, like the past investors, oversee the exit of the property, meaning the sale. And limited partners, by contrast, simply bring the capital. They bring the funds. So what this means is that there's a synergy where the group, the general partners and the limited partners, go faster than any single investor went together. And that's how each of these work well together, passive and active. You know, I do want to note something about the structure here, that is, it's not the active investors or limited partners that own the entire property being purchased. They own shares of the company that owns the real estate. And this is an important difference to be clear. You know, we'll talk more about corporate structure, such as, you know, limited liability companies in the future. But I just wanted to call that out, that they own shares of the company. And so with this structure, general limited partners have vastly different roles, responsibilities, and expectations. And in general, we can look at these across six different buckets. We can categorize these as risk, right? There's no such thing as a guaranteed return. There is risk in any investment. It's always important to consider that. Passive investors and limited partners have limited responsibility and limited risk. And if something happens, then they only lose that initial investment, right? Active investors, the general partners, carry a much higher degree of risk and could put their name on the line. They are putting their name on the line and are liable for the monetary and potential legal actions. Remember, they sign on the loan. Second bucket here is control. Limited partners, they have limited liability, but they all have limited say, right? Remember that acquiring a multi-million dollar asset, multi-million dollar cruise ship takes a lot of skills, and limited partners only have some say because they may not have all the skills. A lot of voices in what to do next may not be the right move versus what experts with the skills to run the ship know. Think about this, especially in stormy weather. This can be a good thing if only the experts are driving that ship, right? This is where vetting and trusting your captains come in. We'll talk more about vetting your general partners in another episode. But the general partners, on the other hand, they have that decision-making power. They know the controls of the ship. They know how the property and the ship should be running. There's a team that can make sure the marketing, leasing agents are getting people into the units, into those apartments. Repairs and maintenance are being done, managing vendors and other companies, and getting the financing right, working with banks. The list goes on. You get my point. And they have the team and they have the say. Next bucket is tax benefits. Now, I'd love to go into this further and talk all about this, but all I can say here right now is that I'm not a tax professional, and anything I say here shouldn't be considered tax advice. You should always talk to your tax advisor before making any tax decisions that could impact you. However, we're here to invest in real estate and learn about it. So benefit of real estate investing is something called depreciation, which is super helpful. We'll be covering this and more in a future episode, and I'll be making sure I have a professional who can talk about this topic much more than I can. Limited partners, general partners, they share in this too, but again, I'll have a professional talk about more in the future. All right, next bucket here is time. Limited partners. With time, limited partners have three main jobs in a real estate syndication, right? Considering here is that they have to find great general GPs, operators. They have to analyze these opportunities, and then they have to find these deals. Of these three steps, of these, finding partners will take the most time and is the most important, right? You want to make sure that you have a really good vetting process for this captains where someone's vetting them, which is why they have all this training, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you need to find general partners and operators. But the thing is, once you've found great operators, the time goes down for future investment opportunities. Now, from the general partner's perspective, now in the context of this bucket of time, they're the ones that do all the work. Talk about leverage. They own the majority of all the tasks and have to spend all the time to deal with everything else needed for successful cruising of the trip and the details. Fifth bucket here is capital. Simply put, remember, the deals take time, knowledge, and money. The general partners, they bring the majority of that time and knowledge. They can and should be bringing some of their own money into the deal too. But from the limited partners, the passive investors' perspective, they will be bringing the majority of that capital raised to close the deal. And how I mean that is, you know, the GP team will be working with the banks to get loans based off of their own net worth, but money such as the down payment will be needed. And that's where the LPs come in to fund the deal so that you can close the deal. There's the loan plus the money raised, down payment, which is needed to actually put that deal together to close. Okay. Profits. Finally, I know. Sixth bucket here. We're not going to go deep on this here, but it's a big topic, and we'll certainly be discussing this more in the future episodes and how we can understand returns. A high level here is that there's a lot of different types of structures, and it can get quite complicated. But there's something that's really interesting about the past investors. You'll hear this. A lot is that it's not uncommon to double your money in 5 years, right? In general, passive investors will get, you know, about 20%. It all depends on your criteria, but for every dollar that comes in, passive investors typically on deal structure will get 20 to 30% of every dollar that comes in, and the general partners will get a 70 to 80% based on that structured deal. Again, I don't want to say too much here because this is all topic on its own, but my point is that you can see just by talking about this, actually have that the way this is split up is that the LPs will get that split, the 70 to 80 that goes to all of the best investors, and the GPs will get that rest of it. But again, there's a lot more to talk about this. Okay. That was the six different buckets to consider on the benefits perspective from an LPs and GPs side. And I know I threw a lot at you, and I promise we'll go deeper on all these in the future episodes. You know, we can't get into everything today, but I will be covering them. So if you want to learn more about how you can be an active investor, or if you want to learn more about how you can be, passive, or you're interested in starting out as a passive investor and then becoming an active investor over time, we'll be covering that in a future episode. I know there was a lot of questions here that probably came up. So if you do want to chat about it, please email me. Happy to talk with you as well. Helps me hear more questions from you and make more episodes, because this is one of the ways that I create more and more for you. So anyway, with that quick recap. So today we covered, what is a syndication, right? We talked about the cruise ship you know, and the captains and the rest of the staff versus being a passenger. You learned about the General Limited Partners, also known as GP and LP, right? Learned about some high-level items from the GPs and LPs across these different categories. We talked about risk, control, time, capital, tax, and profits. Very light on the tax, but those are the different categories looked at. Bringing us to the quote of the day. So the quote of the day here, I really like this one too, as it puts a good frame around this, is that if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. I've only found this to be from an African proverb, but you know, if someone knows where this comes from, please let me know. The point is that in the context of syndications, we have our GPs and we have our LPs. Together, we can do so much more than just individuals ourselves. Hence, we can go a lot further. Bringing us to the action for today. So ask yourself, would you prefer to be an active investor and learn all of those different skills and be on a team that actually goes and finds deals, working with vendors, does the underwriting, looks at the market, all those kinds of things? Or would you prefer to buy a ticket and ride on that ship, right? Now you know and understand a bit more about syndications at a high level, right? So you understand how general partners and limited partners work together, some of the risks, time invested, et cetera. And so you start to get an idea of you know, if you should be leaning towards one of these or the other. So the next time you're thinking about what kind of investments you want, do you want to be a lot more active? Or if you could you be a lot more passive and still make great returns on that? Remember, the difference in time and investments needed to do each, and that should help guide what your decision-making is. Now, if you've been following along, this is a big piece of your investment criteria, choosing to be active or passive. You know, I know I've mentioned criteria a few times in previous episodes, and I'll do an episode just on criteria, but today you can make a big decision on active or passive. Next episode, we will be talking a lot more about this concept itself, active or passive, right? Deciding with certainty if you want to be either one. I'm going to go a lot more into detail on this, on what you'll need to know, and we're going to continue on this journey on criteria, but also on strategies and skills necessary that are needed to be investing. So, of course, you can always reach out to me for topics you'd love to hear about. Let me know. And you can reach out to me on my Instagram at the.real.arita, or you can email me directly at Steven, Steven, at aritacapital.com. Probably, maybe, not going to be able to get back to you immediately, but I will check my messages and I will look if you have questions. I will check those out as well, and maybe even create an episode just for you and credit you with that question. So thanks for joining me today on this episode on Path to Passive, and I will see you next time. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Path to Passive. We love connecting with our listeners and those on the path to architecting their wealth and improving their lives. Feel free to let us know what topics you'd like to see in future episodes. Get in touch with us through email or Instagram. See you next week for a new episode.